Thanks to Harvey Norman, your local Launceston superstore. It's Fairsy for your afternoon.
It's wonderful to have my next guest live in the studio. I'm talking about Sarah Veal, the coach of the St Luke's Health Launceston Tornadoes. It's great to see you. It's been a long time, but I said off air, you could still play. You look great.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. The old knees certainly aren't what they used to be, Fairsy, but you're being very kind.
Well, congratulations on the role, because we were going to catch up last season, but of course, very soon after you were appointed, COVID hit and the whole season was cancelled, and you must have thought, oh, what? Well, you know, a very frustrating time for everyone, obviously, but just obviously, you know, plans and all that things that you would have had in place had to wait.
Yeah, look, it was obviously really disappointing for the group. We'd come a long way since we started. We had some amazing recruits, like in imports, in Keely Froling and Megan McKay and Ellie Collins. So we were really pumped, and we'd really started to gel as a group as well. We kept in touch through that COVID period, though. Like, we did, instead of team trainings, we did Zoom team sessions, and we just worked on some other stuff. And Keely and Megan were involved in those, and we had some guest speakers. We had Paul Gorris, who coaches Canberra Capitals. He came in, and we had Mariana Tolo, who's just an absolute legend, who plays with Keely, and some other people. Millie Smith, who's a I hope her last name's Smith. Millie, the marathon runner, she came in and shared some amazing story on her journey as well. So we actually kept really connected through that time. So it was we didn't waste it.
No, and that's a great thing. Now, obviously, the season dates are out and all that sort of thing, and it's sort of, we were talking off air about it, but it's taking you back to the days of triple-header road trips and things like that. Joyous.
Yeah, look, the girls have got no idea what they're in for, so we start in mid-May, finish at the end of August, and there's going to be a national final where we cross over with NBL 1 North and Adelaide. So that's exactly what we did when we played. So 22 games in a shorter period means every time we go away it's a triple-header road trip, and at home we've got a number of double-headers. So, as I said, the girls have got no idea how hard that is. So fitness will be key and important, and we've already started working on that.
Yeah, well, that is great. Now, I was going to ask you, with COVID and things like that, I mean, are you able to get recruits to come in for you to play?
Well, yes. Well, we are now, I guess, while, you know, Tassie's opened the borders, and obviously not to Melbourne, but the imports that we're talking to, well, they're in the WNBL, so right now they've actually start playing, I think, next weekend. So if they come from there to here, look, we really don't know how that'll look, but, you know, even if they have to quarantine for 2 weeks, we'll make sure that happens in time. Yeah.
Now, one of the great things about your appointment is you know exactly from not only the administrative point of view but also the playing point of view, because you have been, I mean, you're a club legend, there's no doubt about that. In 95, you won the national championship, which, as you and I were discussing earlier, that the girls had no idea. Half of them probably weren't even born then.
No, certainly won't. Like, no, I think our average age of our group is like 17.5 or something. So, and we won that 25 years ago. Liv Howard is our oldest player, and she's not old, she's 27. So she was 2 at the time. So don't know.
Getting this across to the players, I mean, coaching, is that something you always wanted to do?
No. I was, like a lot of people, I think you start coaching when your kids start playing. So Kai started playing and there were no coaches, so I started coaching, and then I always said that I'll coach him until I can't teach him anything else. But by that time, when he was, you know, in under 16s or whatever it was pretty early, I'd actually had a passion for coaching, and so I kept going, and never ever thought I would have ended up here, but really, really pleased that I am.
Yeah, I mean, what a great honour too, to coach the club that you've had so much success with over the years.
Yeah, look, it's really humbling, and you know, it makes me even more passionate to make sure that we are ready, and the girls, and as a group, we do well for the club.
And with this, I mean, as you say, fitness is going to be a huge thing for them, and with a young list, it's going to take time to develop. But I mean, and it's important to keep them together and morale, keep that up, and you're again ideally suited to that.
Yeah, look, I think having 10, 12 names on a piece of paper doesn't make you a team. Team is born out of, you know, respect and trust and, you know, love and all that stuff, that you actually earn that through those you know, as we said, all the old girls say, you know, the 125 sprints that we used to have to do with Housey through those really tough times.
He was a tough coach.
He was a very tough coach. He knew what he needed to do, but that's where you actually become a team, when you're tested and how you stay together through that. So, yeah, we've got lots of stuff planned for the girls.
And some of the stuff that Housey put you through, are you passing that on, or you want to keep that a surprise for the girls?
Well, I think they've heard a few of the stories. Look, we probably won't do the same amount in such a short time, but certainly, you know, he's been a great inspiration to me, just in terms of how he sets standards and how, you know, there are not negotiable things that you have to get done. And so, yeah, we will certainly be following a lot of the Housey rules, as we used to call them.
Yeah.
No house rules, we used to say.
And the club always prides itself on developing your local talent, as it should. I mean, you're a really community-based club and you love that community feel, and this is a great opportunity to keep that going.
Yeah. Look, we won't survive without, you know, junior people and obviously local sponsors, but we've had a bit of a gap in terms of, I guess, the talent in our girls, but right now we are blessed to have so many. You know, like we had 12 people at our first session last weekend, or sorry, 10, two had commitments. They're all local girls, so, you know, like to see them and they're young coming along and being as good as they are. Like some of them already made, you know, commitments to go to college. Like I feel like we're in a really good space. And in terms of our under 14 girls and our under 16 girls, there's lots of talent coming through.
Yeah, well, that's great news. Now, another thing we can do is help when you have functions and things like that, to help raise funds for the club and things like that. It's vital. It's important. Every club has to do it, no matter what level it is. And you've got a trivia night coming up.
We have. Next Friday the 13th, I think it is, up at Country Club Resort. So if people want to come along and see if they know more trivia than the Tawns of 95, we've actually got an old girls table going for the night. So, yeah, please book. You can book online just through the Tornadoes website or Facebook page.
Yep.
And it'll be a fabulous night and we'll have lots of fun. So, yeah, everyone, please come along.
Certainly looking forward to it and looking forward to catching up with you right throughout the season. But, Sarah, again, congratulations on the job. And
thanks, Fizzy.
Thank you for coming in and look forward to chatting again very soon.
Absolutely. Very welcome.
Thanks to Harvey Norman, your local Launceston superstore. It's Fizzy for your afternoon.